listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
During that last commercial break, I had to sit here while Katie talked about how much she walked around her apartment naked all weekend.
No!
That's the kind of crap I got to sit in here and listen to. I just quietly listened.
I was going through my bags. I was making eggs.
Don't fry the bacon naked, though. Don't
leaning over this.
Careful.
I was leaning over that.
No, it's funny.
Naked.
Like, that's what she said.
When I got my new place, like so many people were like, oh, you get to walk around naked. I'm like, well, yeah, there's that. I don't know why everyone keeps bringing this up, though. And then you get into your own place. Actually, it was just after my bath last night, and I hadn't picked out my pajamas. So I was like searching for them in boxes and bags and stuff. And I hadn't put clothes on yet because I was
naked.
Looking, and it kind of felt good. Like I was
so
like,
nice.
I am free drying.
You had your
over
chocolate
here.
Crinkle out.
I loved it.
Gross.
Like I see why people want to live by themselves now because
I'm
there are
you.
No rules. And I kept thinking, I'm like, gosh, what if somebody comes in here? I'm like, who's gonna come in?
No
nobody.
One.
You're
no
alone.
Nobody coming in. It's just. And no,
were
I
you doing that
it?
Right
yeah.
before I came over no. and brought the table and the TV?
She's like, crap, I got to put clothes on.
I just woke up when you came over. Like you texted me, and I literally just open my eyes and so
it was 8
was
o'clock
like,
on a Sunday. I was like, hey, I'm on my way.
She's like, what?
Yeah, let's go. But
well, I can't imagine. Maybe it's just because I'm jealous because I got kiddos and a dog
you
that
don't
I don't
want
to see
that.
Me naked. So yeah. I never, ever
the
get to walk around
the wife is probably
naked.
Included in that category.
She doesn't want to see that.
She doesn't
want to
see naked.
She has to see that enough.
So I never get to walk around naked. And even when I get out of the shower, I'm quickly like, ooh, I throw my panties on.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, oh.
Those
I don't want anyone
right
to see
on.
That. I don't need to get pinched or anything. So.
Oh, my gosh. So you've never
it's
walked
so
around naked because you've always lived
you kind of went
someone
straight
else,
to
right?
the wife's place, right? Or like you.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, yeah, I just don't like it. I don't like walking
you
around
don't
naked.
Like
it's so nice, though,
until
man.
You try it. Like,
see,
that's
yes.
the thing. Because I was in the camp if I was like, why do I need to walk
well,
around
yeah, last
naked?
Week I was talking to you.
Yeah.
I was like, it's
was
so
like, that
freeing.
Sounds silly. I'm not going to look forward to that. And now well, it's all I can think of. I cannot wait till this show wraps up so I can go home
run
and
home take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off and chill.
So
all
funny.
Day.
Well, I'm sorry I had to sit here and listen to all that. I'm sorry for myself.
Well, you're welcome.
We got to be wary of the times that Jeremy doesn't talk during a commercial break.
You guys go back and
he
forth.
He absorbed all of that. Like, he did not say a word, and then all of a sudden he pops
and then
on
I
his
wait.
Mic.
Yeah, Katie and I just chit-chat,
wait,
and Jeremy just listens.
And then I pounce.
And listens, and
pounce.
Listens.
Like, well, this will be good
you
for the
sure
radio.
Do.
I don't like that.
Speaking of Katie Cat, she and I hopped in our cars on Friday, zipped right out of this here radio station, and went downtown to support and see a local business. Mix 100 is very proud to be all local.
Yeah.
All of our radio personalities are here in town. If you don't know, a lot of other radio stations have people broadcasting from out of state, talking like they live here in Colorado. Not at Mix. We are here in Colorado doing Colorado things so we can relate to you guys. And about a week ago, we were talking about the best tortilla chips in town.
Mm-hmm.
And this little company reached out to us in downtown Denver and said, hey, you guys need to come down.
Yeah, Pochitos yep. is where we went. And oh my gosh.
Or my gersh.
Holy moly. It's right off of 46th and Tejon is where we ended up. And you roll up to this building. And first of all, it looks, you know, kind of unassuming because you don't realize how massive it is inside. So we walked in and there's the typical storefront. And they have all their tortillas and
whoa.
Tamales whoa. And all the yummy
bakery
stuff. Well,
the smell hits
stuff.
You as soon as you walk
you
in.
You walk whoa. In and you know you're in for something good. You know something good is about to happen.
Yep.
And so, you know, all the people are there just greeting all their customers. And it's just, you walk in and you can tell it's a family-run place and it is awesome. But it's in the back where all the magic really happens. I mean, the tortilla making process is way more outstanding than I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought that somebody was back there rolling masa dough or rolling flour dough.
Don't be crazy.
I really did. I thought that, like, somebody actually knocked all that out. But there's machines back there that do it. And
big machines.
They are impressive.
I was talking to the owner and he was like, yeah, we got two machines here pumping them out like crazy. And they weren't on that day because they had just wrapped up or whatever. But each of those machines was $400,000, yeah. I want to say.
Yeah,
told me.
Exactly.
And that's why I was like, I got to get in the tortilla business. Yeah. You guys are doing good.
Yeah. Still, best tortilla I've ever had.
It was so good. They have boxes of tortilla chips, tamales. They have all the sauces. And
I can't wait to try the tamales. Oh,
I brought you
some. Gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, Josh didn't get to go. Buddy, you missed out, man.
You did.
Well, I got to go down there again or something because, yeah, I missed out. I had some stuff that I had to work on. But the videos and stuff that I saw from you guys.
Yeah.
And just the way you're describing the tortillas.
Oh, God.
You and Nicole fought over them, right?
We got home and I sent Katie a picture. Nicole's like, where's the tortillas? And she's like shoving the kids out of the way and kicking the dog out of the way and pushing the couch over. Oh, where's the tortillas?
Are you good?
There. I know. I was like,
oh, wow.
We stood there. I seriously ate like six of them in one sitting. I'm dipping them. So anyway, so much good. Love to the family at Pochito's. Thank you for having us down.
Yes.
That's why we love being here local, because we can just go see people in our community and see some really cool things going on in Denver.
Yeah.
That we had no idea about.
Well, and again, those tamales, because tamales are usually like a, you know, holiday thing. They're a special occasion type of food. So I don't get to eat tamales too often, and theirs were so good.
So good.
They were spicy and like burn your mouth, but in a good way. But the good way, like tantalizing, spicy. It was so good.
I'm so excited.
Well, I made a little video of our little field trip.
Yeah.
I threw it up on our socials if you want to check it out. Show these guys some love and give them some support. But you can see the video on our Facebook and Instagram. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. And believe it or not, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we hope to do more of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we want to tour
little
other
unique
places.
I had a guy reach out to me that works at a wastewater treatment plant not too long ago. I'm going to reach out to him and be like,
that's interesting.
He's like, do you want to see where all your poo goes in Denver? I was like,
well,
kind of.
Yes, I do.
I kind of do.
Yeah, get to the bottom of that.
I ate six tortillas, dude. I'm contributing. I'm contributing all day long.
And two tamales.
Those ones hurt.
Those ones stung a little bit. Anyway, thanks again to Pochito's. All right, we've got a ton of listener emails that have come in over the past week. Some really good stuff. Let's dive into a few of them, and if you guys want to sound off about anything at all, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This one came in from Lanessa. Lanessa says, hey, JKJ, last night at Walmart, my total came out to $6.66.
Ooh, angel number.
Ooh, that's not a good number.
Also not a good number. Not a good number,
the cashier
actually
legit panicked. She asked if I wanted to add something else to change it. I told her I was fine with it, but it got me thinking. Do you guys or your listeners, are you those people who have weird rules about numbers?
I do.
And then she went into things about, you know, buying things in pairs or fours and odd numbers and even numbers. What's the JKJ crew's take? Are you superstitious or weird about numbers? Blah, 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 blah. So that's Lanessa. The 666. I probably would have bought something else.
I hate that. My best friend, so he moved here from Texas and he got a Colorado number recently. The middle three numbers are 666. And the person at the store was like, hey, we can get you another one. And he said, no, it's fine. So every time I text him, I have that number, and I hate it. I'm like, dude, why didn't you change it? He's like, it's just a number. And I'm like, yes, I get it.
But it's
like,
the number.
I don't like
number.
That.
The number.
That's like horrible.
It has a really bad reputation, but actually, again, angel numbers are a thing. And when it comes to angel number philosophy, 666 means that it's an encouragement to refocus. So just reevaluate your life and move another direction.
Yeah, get a different number.
No,
seriously.
But it's not necessarily the worst thing. I mean, again, it has a lot of bad juju attached.
I recently got license plates on my new truck, and I was legit concerned that I would have got those in the mail and it would have been like 666 2524 or whatever. And I was like, can you go and return those or exchange them if you get that 666 number?
I don't know if you can.
I really doubt you could.
Set in stone at that point.
I'm a little weird with number things. I like, you know, everything ending. Like when I get gas, it's got to be exactly like $52, $48. It's got to have
you're one of those
zero,
people.
Zero. My thermostat in the car has to be at 77 because I like the double sevens just the way it looks.
Really?
Thermostat at home, like, yeah,
77 degrees in your car?
That's
yeah,
hot.
Like coming in in the morning when it's chilly. Yeah. It's got to be 7.7, and then I turn it down to 6.6.
6.6.
Two sixes is fine.
Hmm.
Is this somebody who wants to talk about numbers, Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's
hello?
Didn't sound like
there
that.
We, hello?
Robbie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, hello? What's up?
Hey, are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth? Because it's hard to hear you.
Okay, hold on a second.
Take your time, buddy. We got nothing but time.
As I'm driving off the road here.
Yeah, don't drive off the road. Sounds a little better. All right, Robbie, you got a numbers issue?
Oh, man, I am stupid with numbers. You talked about gas. If one credit card has to be an 01, right credit card has to be an 02, you know, one penny or two pennies, I count my steps. I have to add everything up, and then it comes up if it's a prime number. Hey, what's this or what's that about the prime number? It's absolutely stupid. People will look at me and they go, I wonder what, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da equals. And I'm like, oh, it's $739.82.
Whoa, you are crazy with your numbers, buddy.
Man. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm not quite there that knowing that there's 88 toothpicks, but I was in a situation with a vendor one time, and they're like, well, you get a 15% break. And I'm like, so we should have gotten blah, 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 off of our last order. And I said, we only got this. I said, you're not giving us the 50%. And he actually pulled out his calculator, and he took like 5 minutes to figure this out. And he goes,
you were right.
Right. Okay.
What do you do for a living, Robbie?
I was in the Navy for 25 years, and then I worked with a company that made liners and covers for reservoirs.
Oh.
So a lot of square area,
a lot of math,
plenty of footage, a lot of math involved in that job.
So it's right up your alley.
Yeah, it's even funner when I get to go back to the engineers and toss them back the paperwork and go, your numbers are wrong. Fix them. And they go, no, they're not. I'm like, better get that calculator.
They're like,
again.
Oh, Robbie got us again.
Here comes Rain Man.
We would go into meetings and everybody would start throwing out numbers. They turn to me and they go, are we right? And I'm like, we're good.
Dang, Robbie. You're the man, dude. Thank you for calling this morning. What a great story. Have a good day.
Yep.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Thanks, Robbie.
That's nutty.
That's funny.
That would almost get a little old, though. Like,
to have to
Robbie
count
right
all
again.
The time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Frank.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You got a numbers issue?
I'm an anti-666 guy as well. I'm old enough to remember that damn movie, The Omen, and ever since then, I'm not a 666 guy.
Yeah. Too scary, huh?
Murder, death, kill. The devil.
Yeah, I've been told that the DMV, all the 666 places, they just pull them out of the rotation because they're like, nobody's going to want these. They're going to claim they got stolen or whatever.
Yeah.
You might be right with that.
Frank, that's a really
good
point.
I can either confirm or deny, but I'm going to believe it.
He's like, I read it on Nextdoor.
No, we're going to believe that, too.
Frank, we appreciate you.
That's what they say, right? They say that?
That's right.
They say it. Yep, that's what they say.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye.
What a good guy. All right, we'll do one more here. Vince.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
You got a 666 issue?
Well, I don't call it a 666 issue. My son was born 6/6/2006.
June 6, 06.
Yes.
That's
when you abbreviate them, it's 06/06/06 or however. But you know, I look at it as a blessing. You know, and when he was younger, and we would go somewhere, and they say, "What's his date of birth?" And I would say 06/06/06, or I'd add the 2006 to the end, and they would look at me weird. And my son was always, "Dad, why are they looking at us every time you tell us?"
And then he'd blow fire from his fingertips.
but now that he's 18 years old and they ask him his birthday, he's with the biggest grin. He's like, 06/06/06.
Yeah, he gets it now.
He's got a funny story.
He gets attention now.
Yeah.
Oh, so Vince.
I look at it as a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when you got a kid out of it.
That's
Vince.
Your boy, Vince.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. Those were great. I've got a couple more that we didn't even get to. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the number 666, and if it freaks you out a little bit. Is Tammy a 666 call? All right, let's hop on real quick before we get to the other emails. Hey, Tammy.
Hi.
Hey, girl. You have a 666 issue?
I do, yes. If I see it on anything, if my bank account has that, I will buy something immediately. I'll get on Amazon, anything. I have to change that number.
Really? That's intense.
It's just like bad juju, man. It's been taught our
whole
lives.
It's not that. You know what it is?
It's in the Bible.
It's an excuse for Tammy to go buy something.
Right, exactly. I need something else.
I better get on Amazon and buy something immediately.
Need to add to the total.
Tammy, you funny. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tammy.
You bet. All right. You too. Bye.
Funny, growing up where I did, first of all, the town's called Devil's Lake. The prefix is 662, and we were the Devil's Lake Satans growing up. Like, the high school mascot was the Devil's Lake Satans. I just think that I'm kind of numb to it. I don't think
you're around it all the time.
It means as much to me because it was just like,
well, read your Bible,
sinful.
Katie. Yeah. Read your Bible. Read your Bible.
Super sinful. We just talked about how she's walking around naked all the time at her apartment.
Where's Pocket Jesus?
There's Pocket
right
Jesus.
Now.
There he is.
Yeah, so I think that maybe it's just it doesn't ring as true to me because I've just grown up with it.
You've just been around it.
All
right, a couple more emails came in. Let's see, one about bumper stickers and one about bucket lists. So if you have either one of those things, feel free to call us. We can do the bumper stickers one first from Kathy. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, is your car covered in bumper stickers?
No.
If your car is covered, even if I agree with them, I immediately think less of you. I can't help it. It's an instinct. My entire life, I've only put one bumper sticker on a car, and I regretted it immediately. She says, get this. Yesterday, I saw a really loud Mustang, loud exhaust, with a sticker on it.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. What is it? Oh, now I can't wait. What does it say?
The sticker said, can I say this?
Oh, kiss gosh. My dust. What is it? What is
what?
It?
What is
eat
it?
Eat my bubbles. What? Can you say it? Now I'm nervous.
Sticker said, louder than your girlfriend last night.
Oh, jeez. That's kind of vulgar.
Wow.
She wrote classy, right? Nothing says I make bad life choices than slapping that on your car.
Typical right? Mustang user, too.
I mean, yeah, really.
Oh, boy. Kathy says, I don't get it. Why would anyone willingly deface their car like that? Even a crappy car doesn't deserve to be permanently branded with your bad takes or crude jokes. She's really fired up. Bumper stickers scream white trash energy.
Oh,
good
wow.
God. What is the JKJ stance on this? Are you bumper sticker people or do you have standards?
Oh,
jeez.
Love the show. Y'all make me laugh.
My gosh.
Kathy with the louder than your girlfriend last night bumper sticker. I do not put bumper stickers on my car because I like a nice clean car with no stickers on it. I'm kind of OCD about how my vehicles look.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never done that. Somebody gave me a bumper sticker once many years ago when I bought an F-150 and the sticker said, yes, this is my truck. No, I won't help you move.
Uh-huh.
And I set it in the back window for, you know, a little while. And I was like, this is stupid. I'm taking it out.
Well, you didn't have to live with it forever because you didn't put it on your car.
I didn't put it on the car.
Smart.
And we've always talked about that here at the radio station. Like, should we give out Mix 100 bumper stickers? And I don't know if people would use them. Cars are like $50,000 now.
Yeah.
You know, on the low end.
I feel like they've lost popularity. The ones that I do like, I see a lot on trucks or like Jeeps or 4Runners, it's the window stickers and it's like the American flag or like the Rocky Mountains and they put those on like the two back windows. I think that looks really cool. But the actual bumper stickers, there's one that I've always kind of thought about putting on and it's strictly in case I ever get pulled over. But if there's ever like a. Like a the police flag, like the thin blue line, the blue bumper sticker or something. Like, if I ever got pulled over, I'd be like, hey, buddy.
Boop, boop. I know, see right? That? Look what boop, I'm
see
representing.
See that bumper sticker? I'm like, because Katie, you should probably use it too. For the amount of times you've been pulled over. But I always kind of thought about that. I was like, that one.
My dad always had those on the cars because through the fire department. So he'd put the fire department stickers on the back of all of our cars.
And I like that, though.
That is nice to have on there.
It is.
Just in case.
I think it is for your sports teams. I've always liked, I like when I drive around and I see Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, Mammoth, Rapids. Like, I like those teams on vehicles when I'm driving around. I don't have any on mine. I don't like to put stickers on my car either. I don't like the way it looks. But I would do the same. I'd probably put it in the back window. And I really like the mountain stickers, like Loveland.
They look so good.
I like when you ski Loveland and you go get a sticker and then everybody knows that you ski Loveland or any of the ski resorts around. Like, I like those ones. I think those are neat because that's Colorado proud, right? But I'm with you. We know the ones that really get me riled up.
Yeah, go ahead.
The ones that get me riled up are the family ones. The ones who are like,
how
we
many
have
kids?
12 children.
And
like,
four dogs, and then there's a cat.
You've been very busy. Congratulations.
I've
but
seen ones with the fish. I fish now, too.
And,
like,
you know,
kids and fish.
Maybe I didn't. The reason why I didn't like it is because I was a single mom with Zoe for so long, and I was told I should not get that sticker because it's a target for people. Well, they know that you're a single mom and someone could attack you.
You know what
thing.
I hate though?
I never thought about that.
Yeah, so I could never put the stick figure family on my car.
The people with
to be safe.
Wow, the people with the baby on board stickers.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me drive any safer
it
around you.
Right?
I don't like
well,
it. I want to actually
that's a horrible thing to say.
No, it's like
Josh hates babies.
No, you should drive you should drive safely around
every car.
Call
now if you hate babies too. 303
That's
no, you're right though. Why is
you should drive safe around every car?
Why is it the cars with the baby stickers are always driving like nuts out there, though,
it's
like cutting people off. Like, it's your baby.
Lone tree moms out here. Going
drive safely for your baby.
85 down Lincoln. Yeah.
So I liked your question about do people even do this anymore?
Yeah.
So what I did this weekend is when I came down here, we're in the Park Meadows area to go to Katie's house to drop off some of my junk and to do some work. I left work here on Sunday. And I just cruised through the Park Meadows parking lot, and I saw a lot of bumper stickers. Like, people are still doing them. I wrote down some of them in my phone. There was one that said, "Real men have curves."
I like that.
There
I want that.
Was another one with a, it said, "Get in, losers. We're going to die of dysentery." And it was an Oregon Trail sticker, which I thought was, that was pretty good, too.
That one's good.
There was one in really small print that said, "If you can read this, I'm impressed. Most people can't read." So as you got up really close, it said that, kind of jabbed at you. One of them said, "I went to art school and all I got was a career printing stupid bumper stickers." I liked that one. Speaking of the 666, there was a Jeep that had a big bumper sticker on the back. It was bright red with black lettering and it just said, "See you in hell."
Wow.
There was a Buick that said, "Just pass me. This is as good as it gets." And then one of my favorites was a Taco Jesus, and it said, "Let us taco about Jesus." And
yeah,
it was
good.
Jesus as a taco.
That's good.
Well, that's going to make me want to talk about Jesus.
That
Jesus
one I was
as
like,
a taco. That's
that was
funny.
So to Katie or Kathy's letter, yeah, we don't use bumper stickers, but you know, as I rolled through Park Meadows, yeah, people are out there still using them. So yeah.
Well, and you know what? Also,
there's our stance on that.
I like to put my bumper stickers on things. So I don't put them on my car, but notebooks, my Trapper Keeper now, I'm starting to put all my stickers on. That's where I like to put my stickers. So I do like them, just not on my car.
They're, they've now transferred to water bottles. Somebody
yeah.
wrote in about that. I think yeah. that's the way now that you display your stickers and your attitude is you put it on a water bottle.
Yeah.
You put it on your Stanley or you put it on the back of your laptop.
Yeah,
I think those
your
are the
laptop
two big
too.
Spots.
Exactly.
All right, Josh is answering some calls. I don't know who's calling, but we can move into the bucket list.
We're also getting a lot of texts about the baby on board stickers. They're for first responders, so they know if something happens in an accident to check that vehicle for a baby. I just want to put
actually,
that out
Amy's
there,
on the line right now and wanted to talk about that.
A lot of texts about that.
Thanks for stealing Amy's thunder, Katie.
Sorry, Katie. Amy, you go now. Now you.
Amy, do you want to say the exact same thing that Katie just said?
Yeah, no, they're actually supposed to. That's why they were had the little rubber thing at first so that they could take them on and off so that first responders, my husband's a fire department crew chief, and you're supposed to take them on and off when you don't have a baby on there. And so it's kind of like a hit and miss with actually putting an app on your car.
Well, there you go. I had no idea.
I didn't
like
know
it.
That either. I had
I
no
like
idea that that's what those were for.
Huh.
Now we know, Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks,
for
Amy.
Repeating what Katie did, stealing your thunder.
It's good to clarify that, though.
Hey, much love to your husband. We love our first responders.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Godspeed.
So, something
right.
funny
Thanks,
about
Amy.
That, though. The baby on board stickers are great.
What?
But have you seen the other ones? It's a twist on that, and it's like, baby up in this
oh,
bish.
Yeah.
That's basically what it says.
What?
Baby up in this, and it... It says that, and I see a lot of cars that say that now. And imagine being a first responder being like, well, we got to find the child because there's a baby up in this.
Yeah.
All right, this one came in from Denise, Jeremy, Katie, Josh. My husband is turning 40 next month. Oh, he's getting so old. He's on a mission to check things off his so-called bucket list before the big day. We're talking axe throwing, eating some sort of fancy sushi he's had his eye on, random stuff like that. Got me thinking, do people still have bucket lists? Like a real list of things they must do before they die. What even counts as a bucket list item? She goes on to say running 10 miles without stopping, investing in fancy art, climbing a 14er. Or is this just an excuse for my husband to justify doing weird things before he officially enters old man territory? What about the JKJ crew? Do you guys have bucket lists? Are they overrated? What about your listeners? What's on their list? Love the show. You guys make me LOL like every single day. She even put the like in there. That is from Denise. Thank you, Denise, for writing in. I don't have a bucket list. Katie, do you have a bucket list?
You don't have a bucket list?
I don't have a bucket list.
That's
can't
crazy
say, I mean, I have
to
a
me.
Couple things I want to get done, but I don't couch it as I gotta do this before I eat it.
You don't have specific things you want to do in life before you die.
Like, I want a cabin. I want a small little cabin up in the mountains. And I'd like to go to Iceland, I think.
Iceland is one, then. Okay.
Like, Iceland would be fun. And yeah, getting a little cabin.
I have a movie for you to watch about a cabin in the mountains. It's a very scary one.
Well, don't ruin it for me.
Don't yuck his
like,
yum,
I'm gonna
Josh.
Ruin, I'm going to ruin your little dream right there, buddy.
Yeah, those, I think, but I don't call it a bucket list. Like,
those
I feel
goals.
Like people haven't said bucket list in years, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean,
do you have one there, Big Talker?
I've got things on my list that I definitely want to accomplish. One, in the United States, I want to hit up Niagara Falls. It's the most famous waterfall in the United States, so I definitely want to go there. I want to see it. Angel Falls is in Venezuela, and that is the world's tallest uninterrupted waterfall, so I also want to go there. Those are the two waterfalls I want to see. Mm-hmm. And then I want to go to Japan and eat ramen.
Yeah,
oh
you
my
do.
Gosh.
Like real ramen and sushi.
That so I can get on board
those
with.
Those are my three. Like, and it's funny because I have a group of friends and we're all planning to go to Japan in the next couple years. They want to go to Disneyland over there because apparently it's way cheaper to go to Disneyland in Japan than it is here. And I want to go over there to eat ramen. So while they're at Disneyland, I'm going to be throwing
that's like
down
authentic
some
good
chopsticks.
Ramen.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's
yeah, those
good.
Are mine.
Josh, you have any?
You know, it's... Yes, I guess one I really want. Obviously, I would love to be a husband and a father someday. That's a big one for me.
Yeah.
But in terms of like, you know, traveling and stuff, I've been able to travel a little bit in my life, and that's been really cool. I saw Niagara Falls. You should go to the Canada side, though. The Toronto side is much cooler.
Okay.
The Buffalo side is cool. It's fine. But if you go to the Toronto side, it's a better view, and it's really pretty over there. But no, I'm kind of like you, Jay. There's not a lot of things that I'm like, I have to do this before I die. I feel like in life I've been able to accomplish, you know, some things that I've wanted to. I still have goals in life, but
like I don't want to brag, but I've already done everything in my life.
I haven't. There's
not
I have
even
a lot
30 yet.
No, I have a lot of stuff that I want to, you know, keep striving for. But in terms of like no, because a lot of people are like skydiving, this, that, and the other thing. And skydiving could be the end of your bucket list too. So
like people are writing in, Todd says I want to ride in a blimp. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. Bryce says I want to be in a flash mob. I don't know.
Yeah.
Carla texted in. She says, I want to learn how to DJ a wedding. That's kind of a weird one.
That'd be kind of cool.
Didn't you do that at one point, Katie?
I did. I know.
It was a one and done thing.
It was, I cried during the father daughter dance when they went out on the floor. And then they're all like, is the DJ crying right now? I was like, it's such a beautiful moment.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
You like, can't yeah. cry as the
I
DJ.
I literally bawled as the DJ. And they did not think that was funny. Like, I'm
that's
pretty sure
weird.
They still talk about that. Remember that time at our wedding when the DJ cried?
She was a crazy lady.
Yeah, so that was one time I did that. One time.
Funny. Hey, Deb, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So do you have a bucket list or a bumper sticker call?
A bucket list. I went to the Colorado Rockies for 4th of July, and my mom surprised me with tickets on the field to go down there and watch the fireworks. I was so excited.
Ooh.
And a little buzzed.
Which made it so much more exciting.
Oh, I bet you were a lot of buzz.
I love that.
Just, I was a lot of buzz.
Just a hunch.
Do you
Deb.
Remember it then?
I do. I remember a bunch of kids down there going crazy and wild. And I didn't like that part.
It's because you were drunk, Deb. You're like, shut these
shut
kids
up,
up.
Kids.
Darn kids.
So was that something you'd want to do? You've been wanting to do for your entire life, then? I'm assuming.
Yes, it was, and I'll never do it again.
It's because you were so
one
drunk.
And done.
One time thing. There you go.
I feel like you'd want to be sober for like
oh
the one
gosh.
Thing that you wanted to do.
That's funny,
Deb. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Deb.
Bianca.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What do you want to chat about?
Hey. A bucket list.
Okay, what is yours?
What if I told you that my bucket list is calling a radio show?
Oh! Hey! Check that bad
yeah,
boy off! Look at
check
that!
And check.
Checking it off!
Woo!
Bianca, that's awesome.
How do you feel right now?
Accomplished.
Good.
There you go.
Yay.
You're so sweet. What do you do for a living?
So I just do some scheduling for a cancer center.
You do what?
Scheduling for a cancer center.
Oh, okay. Well, people need you.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that work.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you're a sweetheart for calling in. Anything else we want to talk to her about?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Do you have a bumper sticker, Bianca?
No, I don't believe in bumper stickers.
You're like us.
Are you married?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
All right, congratulations.
So that's another thing to cross off my bucket
list.
There you go.
Just getting stuff done today.
Thank you, Bianca, for calling in. Have a great
day.
Thanks.
Right. Bye. Bye. All right, I was killing time so Josh could get to another call. Hey, Qua.
Hello,
what's up?
Oh, it's our buddy Qua.
What's up, Qua?
We know Qua. Yeah,
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. For those of you who don't know, Qua is a longtime listener. We've been trying to get this guy hooked up with somebody special in his life. Are you still single?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Still, after like 4 years, man. What the hell?
Really putting him on blast there, Jer.
For 4 years. What do you mean 4 years?
It's like maybe 5 years. No, we love Qua. Qua's a big supporter of the show, so we love this guy. All right, do you have a bucket list item?
I do. What is it?
Well, give me like one.
Skydiving for sure.
And find a lover.
Find lover, yes. I'm a big, like, hopeless romantic, so that's for sure.
Aww, that's cute.
We've got hope for you, too,
traveling,
Qua.
Yeah.
You know, traveling, all that. Like, I want to do all that, you know? Yeah.
You got to take someone on a date to a skydiving adventure. How about that?
Yes. In Paris.
Oh, I don't know. That's kind of hard to find. Like, who would want to do that on a first date?
Risk
know?
Death,
like,
yeah, no, for yeah. a first date.
Baby steps.
No,
let's get him a date
him.
First.
You
baby
just tell
steps.
Him, there I really want to fall for you.
I'm
and
falling
that's how
for
you get
you.
Them there. That's how you do it, Qua.
I mean, if I find someone like that and that happens, I'll definitely give you guys a call and let you guys know about
yes.
that.
Yes. Thanks, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, man, we're planning a happy hour for this month, so when you hear about it, I want you to come see us again, all right?
Yeah.
I know. I was sad that I missed the last one, but I got to definitely come by and say hi to Katie. I haven't met her in person yet.
Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely, man.
Come say hey.
Qua, thank you for calling,
exactly.
And make sure you still tell all your friends about us, all right?
Yeah.
Of course, always.
All right,
have
buddy.
A good day.
You
too,
my man.
Bye, Qua.
See
you,
buddy.
I love that guy.
He's so
such a
nice,
goofball.
And his laugh is so infectious. It's
he
insane.
Always makes me smile
He's
every time
a
we
happy
talk
guy.
To Qua.
Thank you to everybody who wrote in, and except Chris. Everybody except Chris on our text line.
Because Chris called you out.
Thanks to everybody who called in. We appreciate you guys.